I made nothing of this. While I couldn't have recited the names of all the women I'd known, I was pretty clear that there weren't any foreign countesses that had slipped my mind. It went on. "Sir, while Her Grace doubts not that your duties are of the most important and exacting nature, she trusts that you will have opportunity to consider the matter which, on her command, I am now to lay before you. She is confident that the ties of your former friendship, no less than the chivalrous nature of which she has such pleasing memory, will prevail upon you to assist her in a matter of the most extreme delicate. Now, he's certainly mad, this fella, thinks I, or else he's got the wrong chap. I don't suppose there are three women in the world who ever thought me chivalrous, even on short acquaintance. Her Grace therefore directs me to request that you will, with all speed after receiving this letter, make haste to present yourself to her in München, and there receive from her own lips particulars of the service which it is her dearest wish you will be obliged to render to her. She hastens to assure you that it will be of no least expense or hardship to you, but is of such particular nature that she feels that you, of all her many dear friends, are most suitable to its performing. She believes that such is the warmth of your heart that you will at once agree with her, and that the recollection of her friendship will bring you at once, as an English gentleman is fitting. Honoured sir, in confidence that you will wish to assist Her Grace, I advise you that you should call on William Gregg and Sons attorneys at their office in Wine Office Court, Londres, to receive instruction for your journey. They will pay £500 in gold for your travelling, etc. Further payments will be received as necessary. Sir, Her Grace commands me to conclude with the assurance of her deepest friendship and her anticipation of the satisfaction of seeing you once again. Accept, dear sir, etc., R. Lowengram, Chamberlain. My first thought was that it was a joke perpetrated by someone not quite right in the head. It made no sense. I had no idea who the Gräfin de Landsfeld might be or where München was. But going over it again several times, it occurred to me that if it had been a fake, whoever had written it would have made his English a good deal worse than it was, and taken care not to write several other sentences without howlers. But if it was genuine, what the devil did it mean? What was the service, without expense or hardship, mark you, for which some foreign titled female was willing to slap £500 into me palm, and that only a first instalment, by the looks of it? I sat staring at the thing for a good 20 minutes, and the more I studied it, the less I liked it. If I've learned one thing in this wicked life, it is that no one, however rich, lays out cash for nothing, and the more they spend, the rummer the business is likely to be. Someone, I decided, wanted old Flashy pretty badly, but I couldn't for the life of me think why. I had no qualification that I knew of that suited me for a matter of the most extreme delicate. All I was good at was foreign languages and riding. And it couldn't be some desperate risk in which my supposed heroism would be valuable. They'd as good as said so. No, it beat me altogether.